What's popping, people? It's late on Wednesday night.
Again.
Yep. It looks like we've got a result in the baseball game, although we'll be certain of that soon. Well, maybe not so soon. This is the slowest fucking baseball game I've ever seen in my life.
This is what turns people off to baseball.
Yes. I agree. I so agree. You know, I hate to say it. Well, let me introduce the crowd today. We've got Jay here from Plymouth.
Thanks, Jay.
Mark, thanks for stopping by from Beverly.
Hills?
Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Long way. Tough ride here tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Long day.
Oh, yeah.
Mass from St. Clair Shores. I'm Drew from Ferndale, and this is Drew and Mike Podcast. Oh. Yeah, dreadful baseball game. First of all, even the guy throwing a no-hitter is walking people.
I know.
And it's got to be the most boring no-hitter in the history of baseball. He's got a five-inning no-hitter, and nobody gives a shit because he's not going to finish the game.
No. He was like at 100 pitches already. Jake Arrieta, we're talking about.
It would be different if it was the other team, you know, because he's doing it in the visitors' ballpark.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, the one thing you guys hate, it's freezing out there, so there's zero crowd energy. Nobody wants to be there.
Well, they wanted a hit. They finally got a hit, and they got something to cheer about. And it's 5-1 right now as the game's almost over. Going to the eighth here.
Did you guys see LeBron in the stands?
Yeah, drinking something blue.
Is that what it was blue?
It was. Really? I saw him with something blue in his cup.
Oh, wow. What is it that? It was
Curacao.
What's that stuff called? That blue liqueur?
Yeah, blue Curacao.
What's that?
It's a liqueur.
Well, anyway,
disgusting.
You know, going back to the game, there. I think I saw 9 or 10 walks. I don't know how many foul balls. I even tweeted this out. I said, you know, 11 pitch, 8 foul at bats can be important, but
not every one.
Not every one. No, exactly. In fact, that's what I found used to drive me crazy about a lot of games.
Another walk here. Bottom of the 7th still.
Christ.
Indians trying to get back in this thing.
These are the two best teams in baseball, and they can't throw the ball over the plate?
Not tonight. Tonight's an off night.
They are two teams that are known for taking a lot of balls, you know.
Yeah, and for hitting a lot of foul balls and for working pitchers. Yeah. True. But,
it's like,
you
know, the Motor City Jacks.
It's,
take a lot of balls.
It's not terribly good for the fan, unfortunately.
No.
This has been one dreadful game to watch, and it's, you know, it's rotten. You had a 6-0 opening game that was close for most of the game, I guess, but it wasn't a great game. And this game, as far as I'm concerned, has been just dreadful to watch.
Yeah, the first inning really set the tone because it took forever.
It did. No, you know, at the 4.5 inning mark, which is the halfway mark, it was at 2 hours and 22 minutes, which means it was on schedule for 4 hours and 44 minutes for a 9-inning.
Usually,
it's like a Red Sox Yankee game.
Yeah, because they both work the count. But usually, too, the second half of a game is longer.
Is longer.
Of the pitching changes.
Yeah, pitching changes.
At, you know,
that's the other thing that drags the game out. Is these, you know, this guy for lefty, this guy for
when they go to Wrigley over the weekend, they play games 3, 4, and 5 at Wrigley Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's supposed to be in the 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're lucky.
Yeah.
So they're lucky for that.
You guys are Joe Maddon. Who do you start in the outfield?
You know what? Here's what I don't get about Schwarber. Why isn't he a first baseman?
Well, he was a catcher.
I know, but you hide guys at first base. Guys that absolutely cannot field.
Where do you put Rizzo?
He cannot play outfield.
Don't tell that to Don Mattingly.
You teach Rizzo how to play outfield. I mean, this should have been done a long time ago in my mind. And Rizzo can play outfield, I think. I think he's played some left field.
Wasn't he a third baseman at one point?
Rizzo or Schwarber? Yeah.
No, Schwarber was a catcher.
Yeah, Schwarber came up as a catcher.
Schwarber belongs at first base.
He got hurt out in the left field, if you remember, back in April when he ran into, Dexter Fowler.
He's a disaster in the outfield. I mean, he's a mess. I mean, he can almost remove all the great things he does on offense on defense. He's that bad.
Well, look what's going to happen with Cleveland. They're DH. He can't play the outfield either.
No.
I hate the National League.
But he's got to play the field, though, right?
No,
he's got to play the field in Wrigley.
Take him out of the lineup.
Well, no, he could be a pinch hitter.
They deserve to have him taken out of the lineup because they play National League rules. Good. Let him get punished.
Yeah, National League, you got to be an all-around player to play in the National League.
Did you take Fowler out? He's been garbage.
No way.
I don't think he can play outfield, Mark. I don't think Schwarber can play outfield.
Well, where do you put him then?
I think he's going to pinch hit.
Oh, man. Well, although
I don't think he's cleared to play outfield either.
I was going to say, I forgot he is coming back from a knee injury, so that's probably what it is as well.
Get out of the inning, Mark?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So going into the eighth, it's 5-1.
Okay.
Cubbies. They'll tie the series,
well,
it looks
well,
like.
Let's come back to baseball. We'll keep an eye on what's going on here. Maz, you were talking about the Palace of Auburn Hills, where there's a lot of talk today in Cranes and Detroit News. Vince Ellis had a story.
This is like a done deal. It's been a done deal, I think. They're just working out, dotting the I's, crossing the T's that the Pistons are going to move downtown. And they couldn't. What I hear is they could announce it as early as Friday at the opener.
I cannot.
Tom Gorris is going to be there.
I cannot believe this could happen this soon. Yeah. But I guess, you know, Artelum's been here for a long time. Yep.
They want to have their own locker rooms. They want to have their own. They don't want to be an afterthought.
How are they going to do that?
Well, I think maybe they've already probably made room for it.
Well, they do have to. They do have the issue of a practice facility, which I think Vince Ellis might have written about today.
Yeah, they're going to build a pretty big place.
Where?
Motor City. Not far from there. Across the street from Motor City Casino.
Okay.
I mean, there's land.
I'm sure they will.
Plenty of land.
Plenty of space, for sure.
And let's face it, they play in a... considering that they have all that land out at the Palace, their practice facility is pretty nondescript.
That's their own fault. No one to blame but them for that.
I do know that the marketing department over at the Palace has been working on the final year stuff for a few weeks just in case it goes through.
It's gonna.
The final year. Oh, okay.
Last chance to see LeBron. Yeah.
Earmarking.
You know what's going to come back?
We're tired.
The Fiverson plan is going to come back.
Oh, great. People got so much out of it the first time.
Tom's favorite ticket package.
They're going to bring him back, and he'll escort you to one of the casinos after the game.
Tom's got so many memories from the Palace. The Galata fight.
Oh, the Galata fight.
Gordie Howe
going out as a Viper.
Somehow they got both those things in the Palace in the same night, right?
The Turner Cup, the Shock winning the WNBA championship.
Did you say the Shock, too?
Yeah. Shock won a couple of championships.
They won one at the Joe, though, we learned.
Did they?
Yeah, remember the top memories from the Joe? That was
on
there.
Oh, God. Why do people pretend? Why do people have to pretend that shit? That's such bullshit.
I don't know.
The women's basketball team, the WNBA Shock, winning a championship at Joe Louis Arena is a smaller event than almost any regular season game ever played in that building. And I bet you it was a smaller crowd, too. How many people do you think were there?
I couldn't tell you because I forgot they even played there.
What, 5,000? Maybe 10,000?
Yeah. I'll give them 10.
That's got to be the smallest crowd in Joe Louis Arena. When was the regular season?
Well, the CCHA doesn't draw a lot.
Okay, the CCHA. We're talking about the biggest, the championship of women's basketball.
Right.
Oh, God.
I don't know what to tell you.
Who wrote that story? Why did they do that? Did they have to do that? Would they have been in trouble if they hadn't done that?
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
With who?
They had to get that in.
Why?
Well, because it is a championship of a league that is 20
plus years
old. No
one cares. They draw less than 2,000 people a game.
Some teams.
What is all this?
Well.
Why is it politically correct to pretend that the WNBA is as important as the NBA or almost? Why is that? Why are we still pretending this?
I don't think they pretend that it's almost as important.
But to list that, the president fills out a bracket for the NCAA women's tournament, which one fucking watches.
That's different.
No, it's not different.
I watch the women.
He's pretending.
I watch the end. You know, I've told you.
You fill out a bracket.
No,
you bet?
Never filled out a bracket.
No, because there isn't a bracket, because no one bets on it, because no one cares. Why do you fill out a bracket? You don't fill out a bracket.
I don't fill out a bracket.
No one does. That's why the president wins every year. He's the only one that does it.
I hate that.
I got back my entry fee.
ESPN, you know, analyzing the Final Four of the women's NCAA.
That's because they air it.
I know, but it's still playing make-believe with people that watch the network.
Well, and the people's families who play in the games.
Yeah, I'm sure they love it.
All right, so Mark, you were telling about the marketing of the Palace.
That's just something I heard, yeah.
Well, you probably...
The marketing department was working on the final year stuff.
So, okay, one of the things that I see as a... I guess they've got the stuff worked out, but I can't imagine how they worked out the $50 million Gore spent to upgrade the Palace.
I don't think he cares.
No, he wants to get a return on that.
Yeah.
Well, is that why he offered it to Oakland County at quite a profit?
I guess that's how he figured.
More than what he paid for everything.
They made it sound like the new arena, this project has to somehow acknowledge that $50 million.
Yep. And he wants to be a 50% partner at Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Which, Drew, you say there's no way in hell that's happening.
I don't see how it ever happens.
Why would they?
I don't think that they would. It sounded to me like a stumbling block, but it sounds like it's done. So somehow they got through it. They just mentioned that was one of the final things to work out.
And Mark, what you and I talked about, I think a year ago.
What's that?
The television deal.
Yeah, I thought
they're going to have their own network.
Are you sure? Because I thought that kind of like died down or disappeared.
No, it's not died down.
Hmm.
I think that's part. That's going to be maybe a year or two, a couple of years away.
That is
once that Fox deal goes away.
That is the biggest moneymaker to be had.
Of course. They're going to share. The Tigers, Red Wings, and Pistons will share a TV network.
It's all about controlling your own, you know, your own product.
Yep.
And it's really about money, though.
Well, yeah.
It's more revenue.
Why have a middleman?
Right?
Yep.
Is the MLS team going to play on there, too? What happens?
They should have a soccer team there.
Well, except Gorse is partnering up with Gilbert on that.
Right, and that's going to be an outdoor one, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Gilbert wants a piece, too?
It's funny. I mean, it's a big story. I know it's huge, and it's a big issue. I don't really care where they play, to tell you the truth. I love the Palace. I like going up there. I think it's great. But is it going to bother me to go downtown? No. Does it really matter?
I got to tell you, I like events. I liked having events in Auburn Hills.
I do, too.
It was kind of convenient. It's
different.
It's different. It's easy to get out there.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, true.
We're right in the middle.
If you're in Oakland, yeah, we are kind of in the middle. Actually, it's easy for me to get to Comerica Park. It's simple.
I'm in the Shores, and it's so much easier for me, us East Siders, to get downtown.
But a guy that lives
I could take Jefferson all the way. I don't even need a highway.
A guy that lives in Clarkston, Troy, Auburn Hills.
Don't forget about the west side, though. I think if you live in Novi, it's still it's a hike to get to the Palace. It's still a hike to go downtown, but it's not as much of a hike.
Yeah, downriver. Downriver.
It is centrally.
It's an Oakland County thing. There's money in Oakland County. That's why they built it there in the first place. That's why
the Silver Dome was there. The Silver Dome was there, but it's gone, and so will this place.
One of the stories I was reading, I think it was the Freep story. Did you guys read the comments?
I read some comments. Yeah.
Did you read the one where the fight erupted in the comments?
I'm not sure.
Let me see if I can.
You were reading the one.
I was reading the news.
The parking lot guy. He said it's better than driving around that Palace parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd rather go downtown.
Downtown.
I don't know why he thinks downtown's going to be that easy.
It's much better, Drew. 1,000 times better. Now the train's down there.
You ever try to get in the Lions parking lot on Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah. If you go early enough, you're good.
Which parking lot?
The Lions parking lot?
I mean, the garage on
Get off on get off on Madison on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, St. Antoine.
Morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
disaster.
If you leave at 11, you're okay.
Well,
10:30,
but half the stadium doesn't leave that early because they're all in line to get off on Madison.
Well, you could be stuck
one day a year, though.
You could be stuck down at the parade with like me, and I could just walk over.
Wait. Do you go to the parade by choice?
No, of course not.
Don't say of course not. It wasn't that cut and dried.
No, it's cut and dry for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why are you down on the parade?
I'm not down on our parade. I'm just not a parade guy.
Wouldn't you think Matt would be a parade guy, Mark?
It is outdoors.
He's a celebrate the opening of I-96 on concrete kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, I was in that parade at one time.
Oh, my God.
Why were you in the parade?
I was on a float.
That's all you care about.
Of course you were on a float.
I expected you to be carrying a briefcase and be part of that
briefcase
dance troupe.
No, I can't dance. The 96.3 float, the planet, planet 96.3. I was on that float.
I hope.
Doing
I hope.
What?
I was just standing there waving to people.
Was Blaine on there, too?
He wasn't hired yet. He wasn't hired yet.
Who else was on that float?
Me and the guys. Johnny in the Morning, Chris Zito, Haji, Catherine Leslie, and myself.
God, this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
People were in that show.
We had 4 plus me.
5 people show. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, good old days.
It was.
and you were in the building with Frank. Frank Beckman, of course.
We were upstairs, and JR was downstairs.
Some controversies.
He rode the float when he shouldn't have.
Have you heard the word slander?
Can you say libel?
And then I would hop in my car and head out to the Silver Dome.
This man's getting in the middle, though. I would never picture you getting in the middle
Maz
of a mess with
middle.
Frank Beckman.
Mazway's in the middle of everything, always.
I don't know how I do it.
Because you go to everything, and you talk to everybody.
Yeah, he's involved in too many things. He's overextended.
So you're gonna miss the Palace?
No, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
I liked it for concerts.
Now, you know me. My
concerts
love
are all going. I think that's part of how they could cut this deal is that Gorse is basically saying I'm not going to compete with you for shows. So I don't know how they work out. So they're going to share concert revenue if they're 50-50 partners.
I don't know.
They're going to get some.
Got
to.
He sells
pine. They're going to get some of it. Yeah, they're going to get that.
What does that mean for ticket prices? I would say the consumer is the loser, right?
You don't think it'll go down a little bit?
Hell no.
Oh, they'll go
got one
up.
Venue.
Less competition.
You don't have competition.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tom, you don't pay for anything.
Sure I do. A couple bucks here, man.
Here's the comment I found. It was actually in the news story. This makes no sense. Why would the Pistons leave a building they've paid for in full to go to Detroit? I'm betting part of the deal has to do with not paying city taxes. And the first comment to that guy is, the Pistons don't own the Palace. Oakland County does, and the Pistons run it.
That's which not is true. Just
100% factually incorrect.
Right. No. There were some bonds, though. I think Oakland County, don't they own a chunk of it?
No. The Palace was Davidson's.
Free and clear.
Davidson put his own money up in that place.
Yeah, so I thought he did. I always thought that, too, but I thought there were some bonds involved.
When the business was sold, I think it was $375 million. That included the building and DT.
So underneath it, the response to that guy is, no. He's wrong. And then the next guy, the article clearly stated that Goris offered Oakland County the opportunity to buy the Palace this summer. You get an F for reading comprehension. Then the next person, no, Tom Goris owns the Palace. When he bought the team 5 years ago, he bought the Palace as well. The internet is your friend. So now the original poster, the guy who's getting owned, had to write in and go, I'm going by what the article says, that Oakland County rejected an offer of $370 from Goris to buy the Palace. Oakland County rejected a $300 million offer made in June by Goris to buy the Palace. He's reading it. He's just reading it wrong.
Right.
He says it was poorly worded, P-O-U-R-L-Y worded.
Well, poorly. I got to tell you, I cannot believe for all of the times Davidsons and Illiches could not work things out.
They were the Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, they were.
No question.
Now, what was the original stumbling block there?
I don't remember why they were at each other's throats. I just know Mr. Davidson and Mr. Illich were.
Was it fighting over concerts?
I mean, the Palace really
got the better end of the deal. I mean, they owned the concert business.
Well, Detroit was dead until. Yeah. They were dead until the Tigers really started winning 10 years ago.
So,
Think about it.
But it had to piss off. Right? It had to piss off if you were a part of Olympia, you had to be pissed at the Palace taking all that.
They were winning championships there and doing the things. The Palace does things right. I mean, they're PR.
Well, and the Palace
it's primo. Yep. Primo there.
It is.
Yeah. The Bad Boys, there's enough bathrooms. That's one thing about Joe's Arena. I never could understand. How can you get away with making people stand in line to use a bathroom during a hockey game?
They added the bathroom.
For an entire period of hockey.
Doesn't it piss you off that they added those, the upper level, which actually is really nice to go up there and just go. It's like, why didn't you do that 15 years earlier?
I don't know. I don't know how you can do that. I don't know how you can walk around at your venue. Of course, they don't walk around.
Well, there are lines at the Palace as well to go to the bathroom.
Not like Joe Louis Arena. Nothing like Joe Louis Arena.
Now they have the signs and they tell you how full they are or aren't.
That's true. It never bothered me because I never go to the bathroom.
Where's the bathroom? I got to take it down.
I don't go to the bathrooms when I go to
a game.
To
a lot
it's
of
a waste
games.
Of time.
Were the bathrooms a big problem at Joe Louis Arena?
He's going to need the megaphone.
Can I use your bathroom?
That's right. Well, I should have given him the microphone and taken the megaphone.
No, give him the microphone.
I'm more comfortable with the
that
microphone.
That is true. You do use it better.
I think you guys are underestimating Jay's ability to use a megaphone.
I think Jay can handle it.
Jay's tired.
Yeah, we got to get Jay out of here.
cool. That'll do it for tonight.
Joey. Joey!
Hey, moving away from the Palace and...
Wait, I got to give you one more bit about
McCoys.
The Palace.
Oh. Go ahead.
Pistons lost their opener 109-91.
Oh, no.
Toronto beat them.
They got killed.
They gave up 40 points.
Nobody cares.
DeMar DeRozan.
Not a sports broadcast.
They play Orlando Friday night when
Boris could announce
that this is the last season.
Don't listen. No one cares about the last year of the Palace.
This could be it, folks.
We're not getting emotional about the last year of the Palace.
This
Nobody
could be
cares.
The last year of the
Nobody
Joe.
Nobody cares.
And the Palace.
Nobody cares.
Oh, man. You must be heartbroken.
As a building lover?
You're only gaining one, but you're losing
a
two.
A building lover. You love inanimate objects.
Yes.
Love a good building.
Charles Pugh?
Yeah.
Took his deal today.
Yeah.
He did.
He took a first degree and a third degree.
And he had to admit in court that there's some penetration.
That...
I must say that I pitched a tent.
I knew that was coming. I hate to say that I love that he said that because I hate what it means, but at the same time, I'm glad he was
guilty.
Forced. That motherfucker
yep.
was forced to finally admit he's the creep that he is.
You know what always gets lost in cases like this are the victim? Do you see him speaking?
Yeah,
you know,
I did.
Like, what is he, 27 now?
Yeah.
That guy seems incredibly well-adjusted.
Absolutely.
For having to deal with
Well, he's happy that he doesn't have to drag his family through a trial, which is good for him.
True,
well,
but
the
I mean,
other
it's
the other
years.
People didn't have to testify.
Right.
It's been years, though, and this guy seems, you know, I don't know him, but he seems really well-adjusted enough to talk to the media after the
yeah,
plea.
He sure did.
You rarely see something like that.
No, that was cool. It was great for him. And also, you know, they actually accused that guy of trying to cash in, too, mm-hmm. which is disgusting. And how can you do that?
That's just the go-to defense. It's a money grab in a criminal
but
case.
You're talking about a guy that was molested by... ahead of a mentorship program, guy that was almost the mayor of Detroit, was the second most powerful man in Detroit. I mean, how sickening. What a fall. You know, Kilpatrick's fall is certainly monstrous and not to be topped, not here. Mm-hmm. But this is close.
It is.
It really is.
Just think about that. In one city.
He was the anchor of Fox 2's weekends, which did really well when he and Dina had it. They killed on the weekends over there.
He was a nice guy to meet as well. A good guy when you knew him. Well,
I thought
you didn't
he
know
came,
him, obviously.
I thought he came across on Fox 2 extremely well, but once he got a little piece of power and ran for... In fact, can you believe that he left that cushy gig at Fox 2 to run for city council?
Never made sense.
Well, I'm trying to get in his head a little bit there. I guess that's all
power.
About... Yeah, power, exactly. And
yeah,
but the money, the loss of money, because Fox 2 was paying over $200,000.
I
could never figure that part out.
Maybe city council might be paying more.
No.
$70,000. No, maybe I'm talking about all the
perks and kickbacks.
Of course.
The car that he crashed. They didn't report.
Unless he was on his way out at Fox 2 or...
I don't know.
It doesn't sound. I mean, we know a lot of people over there. No one's ever really said that.
Well, unless they had something on them and they knew about all these allegations that might be coming up.
From the people we've talked to that work there, they always thought it was really weird that here he is with this 14-year-old guy, intern, assistant. Some people that work over there even express a little bit of remorse that they didn't say anything.
Yeah, that was a really people at Fox 2 have a problem with that whole thing. I mean,
they should.
I'd rather not talk about it. It's the general reaction you get from almost anyone over there.
It's awful. He's going away for a while. It might not be as long as we'd want.
10 years?
5 to 15.
Yeah.
I hope it gives him, you know, I'm not sure how that sentencing goes, if he can give him a minimum of 10 or how he'll do it, but I hope he gives him something really substantial. That son of a bitch. What a fucking creep. Sickening. And what I hate about him getting out of this with a deal is we don't really get to find out the full extent of how bad it was, because it sounded like there were a lot more.
Yeah. And there's depositions, though.
Yeah, but it would have been very public, and it would have been more humiliating. I think he just deserved to be completely humiliated, had his face dragged right through it.
Yeah.
But anyway, him going to prison, all I can say is, hoo-ah! Hoo-ah!
See you there.
And he'll be a nice little target in prison, won't he?
Well, maybe he'll want to be.
I don't know if he wants to be that targeted.
Not again.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to enjoy that part.
No, they don't take kind to child molesters.
I heard something. This makes me sick, too.
Get protection right
away. That's what I heard.
He doesn't mind that part of it.
But I heard it was going to be protection from the system, that the system would not put him in a circumstance where...
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I hope not.
Whatever. Bye-bye, Pew.
What a piece of shit. You know, he looks... his demeanor looks completely different.
That's because he doesn't get to wear his cool glasses. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He's been wearing those cool, thin glasses.
Professor glasses.
Yeah. It's reading glasses. Yeah.
It's more than that, though. It's like his whole... There's a slump to him.
Good. Let him be a beaten man.
Yeah, he should be a beaten man. He's a beaten creep. I mean, I'm so glad.
What a fall. What a fall.
Yeah, it's a huge fall. It's really big. As far as the campaign today, what was the big news, Mark?
Well, Trump opened his hotel.
Yeah, that was interesting that he did that. And actually, there was a real... There was a lot of, there was some real beatdowns going on television today. Did you happen to see much of the coverage?
Nah, just a little bit.
Megyn Kelly got into it with
Newt Gingrich. I was going to say last night, yeah.
Yeah.
You're fascinated with sex. I thought her comeback was pretty good, actually.
What did she say?
Look at her.
She's like, I'm not really fascinated with sex. I'm fascinated with, you know, the rights of women in this election from a guy that wants to be president. But she also could have said, yeah, I'm fascinated with sex because that brings eyeballs to the screen.
Well, I thought
she would never admit that, but
the point was being made today on and it was on Fox News, but they had a guy on who's an expert on media coverage, quote unquote. I'm not exactly
Wait,
sure what his position
on what is. Channel?
Fox.
Oh,
Fox
okay.
News.
Okay.
What?
No, I thought the CNN. I like the CNN guy, the bald dude.
You know, this guy was
chunky,
bald. I've seen
guy.
Him before.
Yeah.
He, what, you know what? He was a chunky guy.
Might be the CNN media guy. Who's
is
really,
he a CNN guy or is he?
He's on CNN. I think it's Evan something. Whatever.
His glasses?
Yeah. I wonder if
might
maybe,
be might be the same guy.
Fox too.
He was very good, actually.
Yeah, he's really sharp.
And I didn't take him to be completely partisan in any way, shape, or form. But he was talking about the difference between the coverage of Trump's sexual assault versus Bill Clinton's. And although Bill Clinton's weren't all described as assaults, and they were talking about the minutes of coverage, etc.
Now, like today, or compared to Clinton in 92?
Compared to Clinton in 92, okay. 98, 99, and it was extremely different. And he used a lot of examples. In fact, he talked about how the media position became Move On, so much to the point that MoveOn.org was started.
Oh, really?
As in,
oh, that's
yeah,
fascinating.
That's what they said. I didn't know that. But, yeah, it was very interesting, and I don't really know what the full explanation for that is.
I wonder if the internet plays into it more just because it's more salacious.
I don't know. Bill Clinton lives longer. It seems like the Bill Clinton thing is getting more salacious. Another Bill Clinton chick came forward a couple days ago.
He's not running.
No, but he's the,
polls
he's
have
the husband
it.
Of the candidate.
Sure.
And she's defended him, and she's shot down his detractors who need to be heard, as everyone says. It's funny how people say that, depending on who it is.
Well, both guys are creeps.
But the other thing was, and I thought Trump was getting a royal beatdown this morning. Did you see the Today Show?
No.
Mm-mm. Savannah and Matt Lauer, they so hate Donald Trump, and it is so obvious. Not that I think they should like Donald Trump, but I don't think they're doing a very good job of hiding it. And there was discussion about this campaign visit. This was Kellyanne. I'm making my stories mixed
Kellyanne
up.
Kellyanne Conway?
Yeah, Kellyanne was on. Oh, boy, was it? No, you know, it was later on in the day. But anyway, it got to be this really. They wouldn't give her an inch. She was trying to say that, hey, look. Because they were suggesting that he was blowing a chance when what was the WikiLeaks news today?
Oh, about her Hillary's campaign manager who knew the emails would be a problem. That was one story today on her side.
There was another. It was a pretty decent story. I mean, a certainly a negative story for her.
Mm-hmm.
And they were suggesting that Trump being at a hotel opening in D.C. was overwhelming the story. And that it was a bad move, and Kellyanne was trying to say, hey, look, this is a guy who has opened another fabulous facility. He's a businessman. He will employ people there. They will pay taxes. That is not necessarily a bad thing. It's not a detraction from Donald Trump at all. And he also has other events today, and she was spinning it, no doubt. But I thought she was doing a damn good job of spinning it.
She's really sharp.
And they absolutely would not give her an inch, and I don't know why. Is that the discussion I'm talking about?
Manager Kellyanne, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Great to see you.
Well, you're in Washington, D.C., so is the candidate. As it turns out, he'll be presiding over a ribbon cutting
candidate
at his hotel. If these last 13
a ribbon
days
cutting
matter
it
so
was
much, and a candidate's time is
you
like precious
cut the ribbon
gold in
no
these final
they had
days
to bring,
what does it say that Donald Trump is choosing
the forgotten kid out
of
the audience
promoting his own hotel and his
what's
own
her name
brand
Tiffany
as opposed to getting out there and,
yeah,
and really
Tiffany was in the crowd. The three older kids were on stage with Donald.
Well, he's doing all of the above, Savannah. 12 stops in Florida over the last 2.5 days. You see it reflected in that new Bloomberg poll where
he's
ahead of Hillary Clinton by 2 points, even though she's outspent us by like 8-1 on the air in Florida.
Actually,
he's making a pit stop here in Washington, and his under budget, ahead of schedule hotel is really remarkable. It shows Americans the tangible accomplishments of Donald Trump. He's somebody who builds things. He's somebody who fixes things. I mean, Hillary Clinton went from being dead broke to being a quarter of a billionaire. How did she do that? Did she bring a company public? Did she build great hotels? Did she hit the Powerball?
She's so good.
You know what's funny about that? Can you pause it for a sec? And, you know, that's really playing off the we left the White House broke, which is such bullshit.
Oh, I know.
I mean, she really hit her with two things in one sentence, which is pretty sharp.
What did she do to become the wealthy woman? She gave political speeches.
Of course.
It's embarrassing. It's pathetic.
And there's a little pay for play.
It didn't create, pay for play. Didn't create jobs. Didn't pay taxes for anyone. I mean, anyway. Go ahead.
Hillary Clinton has time to go to an Adele concert, and everybody thinks that's really cool. Donald Trump stops off to unveil just an incredible, stunning piece of architecture, a new hotel, first-class hotel, and so, everybody's hair is on fire.
So instead of being out there, though, and over the
accomplishments of Donald Trump.
So instead of being out there over these next 13 days, and maybe he has time to do all of this, but instead of just talking about emails and Obamacare and Syria and driving home the issues, you're comfortable this morning with Donald Trump, the real estate developer, the salesman, the pitchman out there. Then, and that's one of the images that's going to be on TVs all day long.
He could do all of the above, Matt. I mean, Hillary Clinton took 5 days off to prepare for one debate, and everybody looked at that as some kind of noble exercise with 23 days to go. Nobody covered that as, where is she? Why doesn't she campaign much? What is she doing? Where is she hiding? This man, in public view, will be with his family, true family business here, an amazing accomplishment for a couple of hours, and everybody is questioning it. He has been in Florida for 2.5 days, 12 stops in the state of Florida, went all over, dotted the map of Florida. Today we'll go on to North Carolina, tomorrow Ohio, then we'll be in New Hampshire, Maine. So he's got the most active campaign schedule of the two candidates by far.
Okay.
And by the way, she's got all these super surrogates like both Obamas and a former President Clinton. He's doing this virtually on his own.
Okay, well, and that's a separate discussion about why that might be, but let's talk about what he's saying on the trail, Kellyanne. I mean, one thing he says a lot is to his supporters, we're winning, don't believe the polls, the media is dishonest. I guess my question is, I mean, if you look at the polls, I'm looking at the 9 last national surveys that there were. There are some that show a tight race. There are some that show a very wide race. Why doesn't he just level with his own supporters who adore him and say, you know what, the polls are all over the place. Get out there and vote for me. Why does he have to construct this whole thing about a...
He is far from the first candidate to say, don't believe the polls. That is not unusual at all. To say the polls are wrong.
So you don't think she's right to say it that way? Like, the polls are all over the place. Go out and vote. I mean, this leads all to the whole rigged election and there's just rampant voter fraud, which there's not.
I just think this discussion of the polls being right or wrong is so commonplace. I don't know.
Some of this he has created by being so obsessive with the polls and the primaries, though, too.
Well, I don't think so.
He's not. He doesn't accept being on the wrong side of the polls very well. There's no doubt about that. But
you don't think he sounds a little whiny about it?
Oh, absolutely. But I just think she's really pushing his point.
That's a valid point, though, for her. You sound a little whiny if you're doing it that way. Why don't you just say, hey, it's polls are crazy. Go out and vote.
Well, all I can say is if Kellyanne Conway could somehow put her brain inside Donald Trump the last couple months, can you imagine how much better he would be doing?
Well, he won't listen to anybody.
No, I just think she's incredible.
She's fantastic.
She is really good.
She's fantastic. But, you know, everybody always talks about, well, he's going to hire the right people and he's going to do this, but he won't listen to anyone.
Well, that's part of, that's why he thinks he won the primary, and I don't think he'll ever get away from that. He'll never get away from it anyway, but let her wrap up and see what she said here.
Rigged election and polls not being reliable unless they support him. I mean, why go through all that rigmarole? Why not just level with his supporters, say, we're in a race here and I need your vote?
He does tell them to vote. And in fact, all over Florida in these last couple of days, Savannah, we saw people in lines in some places.
But Kellyanne, you know that his big pitch is how the system is so corrupt and broken and rigged and there might be voter fraud and boy, we can't trust the election. I guess my point is, why not just lay it out straight for your voters instead of constructing this whole reality where everything is a fraud? Why not just say, look, we're in a big battle here?
Do you hear what Hillary Clinton, are you aware of what Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden say about him in a given day? I mean, it's unbelievable. And then they put tens of millions of dollars behind the politics of personal destruction, the negativity.
Fair enough, but that's not an answer to the question.
To the voters.
Fair enough, but if you don't mind answering that question.
Yes, it is, because you're asking me, why he talks about a rigged, corrupt system. And, the presumption of the question is that he's the one that's being most nasty out there, where it's not even a close call who's running the nastiest, least uplifting,
that's
least
not optimistic the implication I meant to send. It's just more that's his argument.
Point, and on the rigged corrupt system, he's talking about people being left behind. He's talking about the forgotten man or forgotten woman, that the system does not work for them. And Savannah, they agree, or we wouldn't even be competitive in this race. 75% of Americans want to take the country in a new and different direction. Yep. He is their voice.
But
people,
Kellyanne, if you're
from the outside in saying, why do I never get a break?
If you're out there, though, and you're saying we're winning when the polls, and we've got the sheet in front of us here, show otherwise, then if you get to election day and you don't win, you're driving home this point that it must have been rigged. I told you we were winning, and all of a sudden we didn't win. Isn't that going to take the Trump supporters?
Losers say they're winning all the time. That's not unusual.
And is that fair to them?
No. No, no, the Trump supporters, if they're angry at anything, it's angry at Washington. It's angry at Wall Street. It's angry at the fact
really
that they're
good.
Now opening up their mailboxes as I sit here, and they're getting whacked with these premium increases. In New Hampshire this morning, I get an email, 14%. Got something from a young, healthy man yesterday. His premium will be doubled. You see the news reports. You are responsibly covering them. 25% premium increases. Americans can't afford this thing called Obamacare, and it's not working.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton...
I think she wraps up here, but boy, Obamacare, if I were Donald Trump, if I could talk to Donald Trump, if I were his campaign manager, I'd be saying, you should be pounding Obamacare nonstop. Mm-hmm. Every paper front page is these incredible rates of increase for Obamacare, 16%.
Yours is pretty high. You talked about it before.
Wait, yeah. You're not on the exchange, though, are
no,
you?
No.
Oh, yeah,
but what I pay for health insurance and the choices I have, I mean, it's just... It's not the people who are getting free insurance, the people who are put on insurance programs who didn't have insurance. Hey, it's wonderful for them. But for the people who are paying for insurance to pay, double or almost double what they were paying.
Mine's going up 11% in January, but it still is saving me because Cobra is so expensive. It saves me about $1,000 a month.
Oh, wow.
Well, a lot of people are taking
it up
the ass.
It's not as good coverage.
Right,
and they don't have the choices.
Picture of health.
What can they do? What can they do?
Not that many people are on it, though. Most get
it through
their employer.
What can they do to improve it, then? What can they do?
Well, part of the
right.
More.
Oh, yeah, it's a long, long.
Well, if you're going to give people that don't have insurance, which is a nice thing to do.
Some people will say, "Fuck them." First of all, who cares if you can't afford it? But there's a lot of problems with that because people will just go to the hospital anytime they have a cough. Right.
Well, nothing.
The other
it didn't work that way,
which isn't very American to impose even more regulation on things. Which is
young people are paying the fine rather than buying insurance.
Sure,
which is what they.
If I didn't have a daughter, I would do that.
You would.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
What does that mean, though?
What?
You don't buy insurance at all. You just don't get insurance,
and
you pay a fine.
You go to the hospital, and if you can't afford to have a surgery, they'll still work on you
if
you have insurance?
Well,
I don't know what they do in that circumstance.
Yeah, and you'll get a nice hefty bill for it.
You'll have to pay for your surgery.
You'll get a bill that you can't pay.
Exactly.
But
they're banking on the fact that they're 25 years old. They're not going to need surgery.
Right.
So why should they pay, $1,500 or $600 or $800 a month or whatever
that's
they pay.
Heavy, man.
When you don't have that money either.
So there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way.
Well, the fact that they let the hospitals, the drug companies have their fucking way. I mean, they didn't beat down the people. The lobbyists and the special interests won out in the end. What else is new?
Well, if you kept drug prices, then no more research and development.
Yeah.
Right. Which is such, let me just finish that thought because I think that's such crap because I turn on the nightly news and all I see are ads for drugs. So they must have a nice surplus of money to buy that much advertising.
Oh God, that's all
your medication.
They make so
use
much
that
money,
money into research and development. Then
listen to this pill I take for a migraine. I used to take a pill called Trexamint. It used to be called.
Yeah,
that's like Imitrex is like the first migraine medication. Trexamint is Imitrex with 250 milligrams of Advil, of Motrin with it.
Yeah.
And they charge you like $25 a pill.
Really?
If I buy Imitrex alone,
yeah, and just take
it's like
Advil?
$1, and I take a little Advil with it. So I could just tell my insurance, I don't give a damn about you. Just give me the Trexamit. But I don't even screw my insurance. I get the Imitrex and I buy the Advil.
Yeah.
So I'm taking two pills just because
that's
I'm principled.
That's smart. But people that have copays for medications will just get the one bill because they don't
I have
care.
Copay.
I actually. Oh, really? Why don't you just get the one pill then?
Because I refuse to pay. Let them pay that. I refuse.
I guess when we
that is the biggest robbery.
When we switch to the, you know, when the company switches to
robbery.
The high deductible.
Yeah.
So you actually have to start shopping around, which I actually think is kind of smart. It is the biggest pain in the ass, though, to call around and find out who has the cheapest medication.
I was talking to somebody today who is, their medical program is changing because their company has been bought. And he has two kids and a wife, and his insurance is going up to, I think he said, $2,600 a month.
No. For the new company that's taking
over? It's very good coverage.
$2,600 a month?
I think he said $2,600. I know it was over $2,000 a month.
God. Well, get on the exchange.
On the exchange, I don't think he makes too much money.
Well, you can purchase anything.
Yeah. That's true.
Doesn't matter. You're not going to get any subsidies.
No, he said the coverage is very good. He could pay less, but the coverage is very good. And the difference is not enough. I think he thinks the additional coverages, he has some medical issues.
Don't you think when people think of Obamacare, though, they think of the people getting the subsidies from the federal government?
Yeah.
But that's not everybody that's on it. And most people get their health coverage from their employers.
Yeah, most people do. But that coverage is not as good as it used to be, and they pay more for it.
Okay, but I honestly don't know the answer. Is that because of the Affordable Care Act?
I think people believe it is.
But is that the – I mean, I
well,
know
it sure
belief,
seems, sure
belief
seems,
and facts.
It's an awful big coincidence. Everyone's coverage is getting worse. Choices are less, and
well,
you're paying more.
I feel like that happened when all of a sudden someone went, health savings accounts, high deductibles, because that happened years ago. And then everybody realized, oh, that's a great way
we'll
pick up our premiums at the same level, but really not have to cover as much.
Google search on cost of Obamacare for 2017 and see what comes up.
Now, if I owned a company, I'd be livid at it.
All right, let me ask you this.
Obamacare is not very popular with anyone right now except for the people getting free insurance.
Okay, so if Trump wins, let's say he wins, can he go in there and kill Obamacare?
I don't think that's quite so simple either.
That's
not going to happen. I mean, he says day one.
It's politics. So if he says it, doesn't you know?
Yeah, he can say whatever
sounds
he wants.
Good.
He can try it, and it's not going to happen. But you know, something else interesting that talking about the media, and I'm not trying to make a big beanie a beatdown day, but there's some bullshit going on. For example, Joe Biden said he wants to take Donald Trump by the side of like the old schoolroom bully and beat him up.
You know what drives me?
Why is that not a big story?
Oh, Michael Savage was all over that today when I was driving around.
I'm sure someone was all over it, but it's not a mainstream media story.
Listen to music instead.
When Donald Trump says, I'd like to punch him in the face. Oh, my God. I mean, we're still seeing that clip over and over and over. What is the difference?
I think you won't agree, but I think it's because he is a much bigger figure right now because he's running to be president, where Biden is kind of a lame duck vice president.
You don't think that the media bias has anything to do with it?
I don't know. I've seen it out there, I guess, yeah. Of course, if Trump said it, it's going to be bigger, but I think that's because he's running for president.
I think
because he's simply more hated by audiences.
What about this guy who was paid by the DNC to disrupt rallies and teaching people how to get in fights at Trump rallies? Why isn't that a bigger story?
Oh, the one he was alluding to in the last debate?
The guy who's on the secret camera.
Those people have been busted for editing videos before. Is this Project Veritas?
It's part of Project Veritas, I believe.
Okay, well.
What do you think that was made up?
I don't know. Seeing the Project Veritas guy in the hat when he was on... Did you see when he was on Let It Rip months ago? Because he's the one that went up to voting in the primaries and was like, my name is Mike Duggan. And they're like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I know. Is that the same guy?
It's all Project Veritas, yeah.
Well, clearly they were being instructed to cause disruptions at the Trump rallies, which I don't think is a big fucking deal. I mean, that happens. It's dirty tricks are dirty tricks, but it just was such a non-story, whereas Trump says, I'd like to punch him in the face. And by the way, speaking of the shitty things that happened at Trump rallies, and there were shitty things, There was very little coverage of the people with the Mexican flags chasing down people leaving Trump rallies to go to their cars to beat the shit out of them. That was a big nothing.
Oh, they beat. I didn't know they beat them up. I didn't know they.
Yeah, they were trying to. I mean, people were literally sprinting to get away from these people, and a lot of them were carrying Mexican flags.
You sure they weren't just sprinting because they were Mexicans?
No. No, the Mexicans were chasing the...
Trump, just kidding.
They were chasing... Okay, whatever. Anyway.
Are Trump rallies fun? Are these fun?
Now, more interesting story. Have you been watching Nightline at all?
Who goes to rallies, by the way? Do you know anyone that goes to a rally?
No. I don't want to know anybody that goes to a rally. Anybody ever.
And when he says it's fun, I see people there who actually look like they're having fun. I'm like, why would... it just blows my mind that people go to that stuff. I don't care who's having the rally.
Never.
Okay.
I mean, Joe Biden, for example, the speech he was at, this crowd was going apeshit. I'm like, who are these people?
It's the same
I feel sorry for
it's
them.
It's the same people that go to Oprah. You ever watch a show? All they do is scream.
Well, to see a television show. I mean, I got to see a television show. But
they're easily excitable people.
Exactly. All they have to do is say, and this has been a great day.
Oh, boy.
Now, have you been watching Nightline at all?
Yeah, I have watched it a little bit.
Did you see the story they did on Evan McMullen? Third party
candidate? No, I didn't. I did not.
He is he's a Republican.
How are his rallies, by the way?
He has some pretty big ones, but here's what's wild. About 2 weeks ago, zero, and this is all focused in the state of Utah. Like, that's where his base is. 0%. He's up to, like, 35% now. He could possibly... win Utah. He's taken off.
I saw he was at 29% not too long ago.
So if he
is that, that's for real.
Oh, it's 100% for real.
Wow.
He could win delegates from Utah.
How many electoral votes do they have?
6. But what happens, though, is if the other two are under 270, then it goes to the House of Representatives, which are vastly Republican.
I know. It's going to be very interesting.
So then the Republicans would have to decide, do we choose this Evan McMullen character that got 6 electoral votes, or do we take Donald Trump?
Oh, boy.
We have a final in the World Series.
That'll be messy.
5-1, Cubs win it.
Okay.
So tied at 1, game 3, Friday night.
Big win for the Cubs.
Huge
win.
They're right back. Game only took 4 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh, is that all?
That's it.
What are the matchups for game 3, by the way?
That'll be Tomlin for the Indians and Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. He had a no-hitter against the Dodgers going for a while.
Oh, he pitched a phenomenal game. Very interesting.
Love watching that dude pitch.
But again, who's going to play? Who's going to sit? Is Schwarber going to sit? I mean,
Schwarber's going to sit, I think.
They deserve what they get now, these National League teams. Good. Let him sit.
I love the National League. Just because you don't like to make decisions, tough decisions.
I make a decision.
When to pinch hit for a pitcher.
I know how to make a decision. Who's going to hit?
I just wish
Victor Martinez is going to hit.
Well, you know, if your pitchers are such pussies, they can't go and
hit
for themselves.
They pitch. They don't have to
hit.
They can
throw bean balls at people and don't have to face the pitcher themselves.
That's fine.
But when they bat, they can lobby the umpires, too.
Yeah, it's good. You guys keep watching that.
I just want it to be one way or the other.
Like the National League.
Yeah, good for you.
The American League's the one that went off the radar.
American League rules.
Well, you know, they didn't have to do that. They could have waited for the National League or decided to do it together, which any league anywhere would do.
You think the National League might catch up one day? It's only been, 40
catch
years?
Catch up. Why? They want the pitcher to hit. They like that extra decision. They like
the
extra strategy.
Who the hell wants to see a pitcher hit?
You don't think anyone likes National League baseball?
Yeah, very little.
Are you kidding me?
I think it's
90-10. People live in National League cities.
I think it's 90-10 now.
Let's see if there's
a poll. You're so full of it.
No, I'm not.
You think it's 90,
yes. I honestly 90, don't 10. Know. I don't know.
But they almost passed it this past winter meetings. They almost passed the DA.
I like the strategizing that goes on in National League Baseball.
They're so much smarter than us American leaguers.
The pitchers don't always hit. The pitchers are pinch hit for.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the double switch. Oh, yeah. You got to do the
double switch. That's right. A little more strategy for you.
You know the American League should do? They should start adopting aluminum bats.
There you go. I'll vote yes to that.
With the DH aluminum
Save
bat.
A tree.
Games would take forever.
Save a tree.
Composite bats.
There you go.
Okay. Do you prefer National League or American League baseball?
Would that be the way to do it? Oh, you're putting it out there?
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
No, I'm just asking if there's a poll on it.
You can do a Twitter poll.
No, I don't want to do a poll. I want to find a poll.
Do
it's
a
done.
Drew poll.
A Drew poll.
By the way, did you get your license plate today?
No, I didn't. I'm going to have to go to DMV.
You're down to 3 days, man.
License plate watch. 2016.
Maz is so obsessed with my birthday.
I know.
The fact that I have my license plate in time.
I brought you Halloween candy to pass out tonight.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but for the green room.
But a green room, but in case you need it.
Is it good? Oh, I cannot. I got to go see what it is.
Go ahead. I only bought a couple of bags.
A recent poll shows 65% of MLB fans prefer pitchers batting.
Yeah, who'd they MLB ask? Fans, who'd they ask?
I don't know.
Would they stand outside of Wrigley?
No. How do you know the poll's flawed? It's 65%, 90-10.
It's flawed. Trust me.
Oh, it's flawed. What are you, Trump?
No, it's flawed. This is rigged.
No, it's not rigged. It's the first thing that came up. A recent poll revealed 65% of MLB fans prefer having pitchers hit instead of having DH.
DH rules, Drew.
Come on, you're at Detroit. DH rules seeing some old bag hit that can't play defense.
You don't want to see Victor Martinez hit?
Victor Martinez.
You don't want to see Paul Konerko hit?
I would prefer.
In the day?
I like Victor Martinez when he can hit, but I don't like him when he's on the base paths.
Oh, big deal.
Drew, here's another poll. 55% of MLB fans prefer having pitchers hit.
Yeah, they're MLB
Bleacher
fans.
Nation.
They're going to be fans anyway. They need to get. They need to get the people that aren't as interested.
I like the candy.
I'm kind of disappointed, Tom.
You are?
Mounds and Hershey bars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no, Maz, aren't you the guy that gives away pretzels on Halloween?
Well, we do give away bags of pretzels and potato chips.
That's the word. Bags of pretzels.
They love it.
Drew, no, they don't love it. They want a Snickers.
Of course. Look, I'm number one.
Candy corn is better than candy.
No, candy corn is not better than that.
Than pretzels, yeah. Hell yeah. It's got sugar in it.
You don't want a bag of pretzels? Like they put
There's no sugar.
You don't pack kid lunches. That's a problem with you.
It's not packing kid lunch. It's Halloween.
Yes. And the kids now have things to take to lunch with them.
Oh, man, they can take a Snickers to lunch. They don't want pretzels.
Good for you.
Halloween is not to go out and get something to take for school lunch.
Tom views.
Why are you changing the meaning of Halloween?
I was going to say, he views Halloween as packing other kids' lunches around the neighborhood. Are you going to hand out juice boxes? Make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Yeah.
Milk in the carton, the little cardboard milk cartons.
This year we're just putting out, because we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters on our block, we're just going to put out a big bucket of stuff and then go take the kids elsewhere to go trick-or-treating. So we're not going to stick around this year.
I found, by accident, by doing yard work, I found where Julie hid the candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she knows that she brings in the house. I'm interested to eat it because I'm a fat ass. So she hasn't, she doesn't know that I found it yet.
Did you already break open a couple bags? Oh,
hell yeah.
What'd you break open? Kit Kats?
Twix and Kit Kats.
Twix and Kit Kats.
Yeah. Those are pretty solid.
I got those at home, ready to go.
I was a little bummed there were no peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You like just the big one?
Kit Kats. Ooh. Yeah, no, Kit Kats are great. Oh, I still like the white chocolate. I love the white chocolate.
M&M's, top of the line.
You know what? I'm not a big M&M. I'll bring in some M&M's because I'm not a big M&M fan.
Top of the line.
They're just okay.
They make a party.
All right, get rid of these.
Hey, here's another story about, I don't want to stay in this theme, but I'm going to stay in it anyway. What am I supposed to do? Not show up? Trump fumes over criticism of stop off for Washington hotel opening and says, nobody complains when Clinton takes time out for an Adele concert. You know, Clinton's going to the Adele concert.
On TV.
What's that?
That's what his girlfriend just said on TV. That Kelly girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kelly.
Girlfriend.
I got to say that Kellyanne's day off is so. I listened to that on our podcast. That is the funniest damn thing. And I thought listening to it might be harder to appreciate how funny it was when you see the video, but it's almost as funny hearing the damn thing.
But what I was saying about his hotel opening today, when they introduced everybody, they introduced Don Jr. and Eric and Ivanka and then Donald J. And poor Tiffany was in the crowd.
That's Marla Maples.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. She went up there. When they did the ribbon cutting, she was up there next to Melania cutting the ribbon.
Is there some reason for that?
Well, what I honestly think the reason is she's not in the business. The three kids are. I'm guessing. I have no idea.
It seems really weird.
Seems like they've kind of cast her out.
I thought they were trying to be so inclusive early on. They seemed to be including her, but yeah, I don't know. Mark's told me about three things where they've really screwed her. The debate,
her.
She wasn't sitting with the family.
She won me over when she gave her speech at the DNC.
She was okay.
She was great.
All right.
She was great.
But this Adele concert has been reported as, and Hillary Clinton was at the Adele concert. Like, it's this really cute thing that she's at an Adele concert.
She got fucked up, too, man. This idea that she's at a concert just getting hammered back beers.
The other thing was, to find out that she's such an Adele fan, what a bummer for Adele.
Well, Adele.
Hillary Clinton's would you want Hillary Clinton to be your fan if you were?
If you're Adele, she doesn't care. Endorsed her.
Who was the singer that just stepped out for her?
Katy Perry has.
No, there's someone from Canada.
From Canada.
Yeah, someone came out and said, I can't vote, but you know, you should vote for Hillary.
I think you're thinking of Adele, because Adele said that.
Maybe that's what.
And by the way, Britain. There's a little stink over who paid for the Adele tickets. What'd he say?
Canada, Britain, what's the difference?
colony? Somebody's trying to make a stink over who paid for the Adele tickets.
Oh,
and
Christ.
Apparently, Hillary did not pay for the tickets.
Well, what section and row were they in? They're acting like they're real seats. Were they real seats, or was she just backstage?
I don't know. I guess, but they had to buy tickets, and I guess her campaign paid for the tickets.
Oh,
which strikes me as
that's bullshit.
What a cheap bitch!
Why can't Adele just give her the tickets? What's so bad about that?
I don't know. I mean,
really,
you're not supposed to accept stuff like
that.
Well,
you know.
I don't know. Give me a break. She could have given her the tickets. Yeah. Of course she could have.
I don't think it's a big deal.
But it's just funny because it was suggested that Bill treated her because it was her birthday with Adele tickets. It turns out Bill
did not. Can I tell you I got an email today from Chelsea?
What?
Listen to this, man. Mark.
I got an email from Chelsea.
You're not going to believe this.
Yeah, Mark.
Gross.
Here you go.
Well, wait to see why.
Happy birthday, Mom, Tom. My mom loves birthdays, and today is her special day. Happy birthday, Mom. Please help celebrate my mom's birthday by signing her card. Did you sign the card?
I didn't sign it yet.
All right, I'll do it for you.
Maz apparently gave money to the DNC at some point.
Years ago.
So now he's on the birthday list.
Years and years ago.
Speaking of music and politics, you see Cher is coming to Bloomfield Hills for a fundraiser for Hillary?
I did.
I heard she was coming.
She's going to what's her name's house?
J.K. Jumana
Yeah, J.K.
Yeah, if you've ever driven on a highway or
my kids get a kick out of her billboards.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Yeah.
Whose billboards?
Jumana K-Ruz, lawyer.
Jumana K-Ruz.
Oh
J.K.
yeah.
She used to have the big one going northbound on Woodward by 8 Mile here. Really super tall one. Now it's Mike Morse.
Oh, it's Mike Morse now.
Mike's big now.
But so, yeah, Jumana is having a fundraiser, and Cher's going to play at her house. It's just weird.
I think it's like bizarre. Like 100 up to like 5,000 or something like that.
Can you believe
you get 5,000, you get a meet and greet with Cher.
I think this whole idea that you have to whore yourself out to be the president, mm-hmm. that the actual people, the two people running for president, the two biggest parties in this country, have to go to these stupid dinners mm-hmm. where people pay $100,000 to kiss their ass for 2 minutes.
Wow.
Well, the idea, too, that they don't get something out of it, too, that they're not going to ask for something is so ridiculous.
Sure. It's only gotten worse because of Citizens United, too.
Of course.
What was that story you were telling me about?
Why? These candidates, I mean, they're going to be running the biggest, the most powerful country in the world, and they have to kiss these people's asses nonstop. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing, by the way. Why is Trump winning in Florida? How did that happen?
Because it's Florida. There's no Jeb rhyme Bush or country. Reason.
But isn't he losing by 12 points nationally?
It depends. Some say 12, some say 4.
You know, I pulled up.
Depends what the real
number
is. Who's
going to win here in Michigan?
Hillary.
Trump has made major steps in Michigan in the last.
Right.
Did you see
that
story?
She lost Michigan, Mark.
Yeah, to Bernie.
Right. So she's got a shot to lose.
She was up by 12 points in Michigan about 3 weeks ago, and for some reason, I think it's a Free Press poll, says it's 38 to 35 now.
Wow.
Now, how in the hell did that happen?
Not me.
I think I said before.
He's not winning. Trump isn't even close in Ohio or Pennsylvania, is he?
I like the average. I think he's closer. I like the average that 538 does.
Yeah, what do they say?
They have her winning Michigan 89.5%. The projected vote right now is 49.7 for her, 42.2 for him, and 6.8 for my man Gary.
Well, this, I think it was a Free Press poll. And they were stunned, too.
Ohio, they have Clinton 55 to 45. And they still have her winning Florida, which I'm not so certain about that anymore.
Those sound on the high side for her. I just went through the national polls. And it's funny. I like them because they're red and blue. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of get an idea who's dominating by seeing which color it is.
Yep.
And she won virtually every poll except the L.A. Times, and Rasmussen seems to favor Trump for some reason. And I would say I think her average was up 4.5 points in all. If you took all the polls and averaged them, so I don't know, something like that, I suppose.
You were telling me about Bill too earlier.
You know what should be part of the conspiracy, and it's not. And I don't know why. Have you seen the Trump Path to Victory? You know, they do this about every other day on
what he needs to do.
Yeah. Have you seen how red the map has to be for him to win? It's got to be like three quarters red.
Well, yeah, because he's got to carry the states with less population.
Right, but the rural states.
It all begins and ends with Florida, because if he doesn't win Florida,
the damn country's got to be three quarters red for him to win. That's not fair. It should be half and half.
Why should it be half and half?
I'm just kidding. No, she wins all the high electoral vote states that are smaller.
Yeah,
the concentrated states like New York and California.
Yeah.
So New York and California, it's quite a bit of power encompassed.
Well, he
in
gets
those
Texas.
Two states.
I mean, the Republicans always get Texas. That's 38.
But Mark, have you seen how red the map has to be for him to win? I mean, it is. It's like three quarters red.
No, I know.
I'm just surprised that the less educated conspiracy theorists are a little more excited about that.
Well, he loves the uneducated, isn't that wasn't that the quote? I love the uneducated.
He loves blacks more than anything. He went apeshit over this black guy at his event the other
never
day.
Never seen one before.
He said, "This is what I love the most. There's my black man for Trump."
No, wait, was that at his golf course?
No, I think it was at an event.
The golf course one was fun to watch. I mean, those people love him because he's their boss.
Well, you know,
but it's funny seeing these guys go up there saying, "I've taken a lot of crap from my family, but I'm behind this man 100%, some Hispanic guy in Florida."
Oh, I bet they do.
But that's smart. He should have gone to Doral ages ago. That's like the most inclusive audience or group he's had behind him was his employees. He really hasn't hammered that home much.
Well, he fucked up at his, where was he? Was he at Mar-a-Lago when he said, "And my employees here, boy, they're taking it up the ass over, over Obamacare." And it turns out
that's what I'm talking
about. Ran the joint, yeah, said 95%.
Well, even if they were on Obamacare, the question would be like, well, why aren't you providing them health insurance then?
Yeah, and he is.
I know.
I mean, it really sounded stupid.
But either way, he couldn't win.
No. Did you see the Daily Mirror story about people texting the wrong person?
No.
It's really good.
It's great, though.
I love these. I mean, they're always good.
I texted the wrong person today.
Who?
Who?
Like, my phone has been screwed up for weeks. Remember how I told you how we switched?
Yep.
I lost a lot of numbers when I lost my when we lost our job. I gave up the email, and it took a ton of my numbers with it.
Ditto.
Yep. A friend of mine was able to put a program in and get the numbers back.
Mark!
But it duplicated and wrecked a lot of the numbers. Like, it added, like, a bunch of zeros to the number and all that.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
So you don't know who you're texting?
I don't. Half the time, I text someone, and it's telling me I'm texting someone else. So I tried to text a friend of mine. I wound up texting Matt Shepard.
Really?
Out of the blue.
Huh.
When's the last time you texted him?
I haven't talked to Shep in a long time. And he's like, number.
Oh, what'd you text him?
I asked him about.
Can you believe this Matt Shepard guy?
I asked him about taking the
girls. Like, "Hi, honey.
Girls to their party tonight. Hey, can you take the girls? Can you take the girls to the party tonight?" And he's like, "Who is this?" And I'm like, "This is Matt. Who's this? Isn't this Anne Marie?" And she says, "No, it's Shep." "Oh, I'm sorry, Matt." "Oh, no worries, Matt."
He didn't make some smart ass remark.
No, he didn't. He said, "No worries. No worries."
That was nice of him.
So anyway, go ahead, read your story.
"Tonight is the night for me and Kyle. Nervous but excited. Call me."
Peace. "The night for what? You better be talking about math homework." Oh, Dad?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Mama.
"That was for Danny. Sorry, Dad. Ignore that."
"Oh, like hell I will. Answer your phone." Oh, man.
"I'm calling out of work. My fat bitch boss can suck it. Want to hang? I'd rather be a fat ass boss with a job than a skinny something who's unemployed. To be more clear, you're fired." "Don, I didn't write that. My friend did. You can sell that to the GM at the hearing."
Hey, can you...
Really? She told that to her
can
boss?
Can you really fire someone for that?
I don't know. I don't know.
A little petty.
He just did.
I suppose.
"Hey, Priscilla, guess what? My favorite sexual position equals summer intern. Wink, wink. So, you're messing around on the side." "Oh, so you're messing around on the side. You are so busted, Dad."
"Carrie, I was joking around with my new intern. Don't tell Ma, okay?" Oh, boy. Oh, no. Oh, that reminds me. You see the story about the parrot?
No.
Some parrot was repeating dirty talk.
Yeah.
And so the wife was like, "What's going on?" It turns out husband's having an affair. And this isn't the first time
it's happened.
That was on GMA this morning.
The parrot.
Yeah. How ridiculous. Is that in there? Is that in there, Jay? I thought it was kind of a funny story. And then
that's bad.
They had they said it happened before, and the reverse of the story was some parrot kept saying, "I love you, Gary." I love you, Gary. And the husband's like, who the fuck is Gary? And the wife's banging some dude named Gary.
LOL, how pissed would Val be if she knew I was at the beach sipping pina coladas today? Wow, unbelievable. So you're not sick? We really needed you here today. I'm sick. I was cold, so I came to sit in the sun.
Oh, great recovery.
Yeah, I'm so sure. This is your third strike. Talk to Tom on Monday.
Oh.
Okay, so you know that person spent the rest of the day trying to get a doctor's note from someplace, somewhere. Say, no,
texting
really.
Texting and is death.
Make sure it is death, isn't death. It?
Make sure the doctor's note says, get some sun.
I just got back from the date with Jimmy. He's 32 and has braces. When Claire set us up, she didn't tell me he had braces. Hi, this is Jimmy. I guess my parents didn't love me enough to get them for me earlier.
You're right. See you, loser. Is that how she replied?
I am so sorry. What text was supposed to go to a friend of mine?
She's not into him anyway.
Let's just be friends. How about that?
Yeah, no thanks. Get out of here, brace face.
Wow. Brace face.
She wasn't into him anyway.
No. So I have to tell you something super top secret. Tell me. So I slept with Chelsea's boyfriend last night, and let me tell you, it was magic. Ashley, this is Chelsea, you stupid witch. I should have known you would do that to me. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oops.
Remember when Joey emailed his mom something from the porno site? Yeah. Some porn. Have you ever heard that story, Tom?
Yes. I think I did.
And then he had to reply, don't open the previous email. No. Hoping that she'd get that one first.
No. No, didn't happen. Let's have sex tonight, smiley face. Bring condoms. What about your mother? She doesn't need to know. Okay, if you're sure. Ew, what the fuck, Arnie? That text was for my boyfriend. You're my stepfather. What is wrong with you? You're 24 and your mom and I separated.
Oh, come on. Gross.
I know, disgusting.
Oh my God, he's in trouble.
Does Antonia even own a mirror? Is she for real with those zebra pants? Wow, I always knew you were a two-faced bitch. Now I'm no longer sorry I slept with your boyfriend.
It's like Office Space. Remember Office Space?
Yes.
When he wouldn't pick up the phone, when Peter Gibbons would have been, and his girlfriend's like, no one hangs up on me. By the way, I've been cheating on you.
God, Office Space. I love Office Space.
I can't get enough.
Hoo-ah! I think I'm about to have the first lesbian experience. I think I'm about to have the first lesbian experience in my life. Excited but nervous. Mom, what the fuck? Oh. I did not mean to text you that.
Hot.
No shit. I don't even want to know. It's just an inside joke with Liz and me. Yeah, I bet.
Ooh. More like Liz and you.
That sucks.
Aunt Liz.
Daniel, I'm so sorry I missed your birthday. I feel terrible. Are you mad at me? No, but I'm mad that you're texting the wrong number and waking me up at 3 a.m. with your whiny bitching. Daniel, not unless he has double D breasts and a 200-pound man sleeping next to him. Oh, hot. So this is Mike. So here are the details you're waiting on. Ready? Mike was terrible in bed. All he did was thrust oddly and ram his penis into me at odd angles. So unromantic.
How else are you supposed to do it?
I didn't think I was that bad. Christ, I've never had any girl complain.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to text you, Mike. We need to work on some things. We're going to continue getting down.
Oh, I was going to say he could really spin this and just do the creepiest things he's ever wanted to do to somebody now.
At odd angles. Kind of strange, wasn't it? Thrust oddly and ram his penis into me at odd angles? What's this guy doing? Hey, Long Dong Silver, I want to ride the baloney pony tonight.
Oh, God, who talks like that?
You up for the rodeo? Oh, my God, Mom, I'm not coming home tonight. Ah! Oops, sorry, honey, that was meant for your dad. Just erase that image from your mind.
Oh,
God. I'm more bummed out at her euphemisms.
Baloney pony?
Terrible. Yeah,
that's good. That's old. That's child. Old school.
Yeah, well, it's Mom.
Date was good, but she was boring and seemed like a prude. If she doesn't show me her blank by Saturday night, she's out. Jeremy, you just sent this to me. You're a disgusting pig. I'm not showing you my tits ever, but this is my ass and you can kiss it later.
Oh, well, that worked out then. You got a picture of her ass.
She didn't show me her tits by Saturday. Aaron says,
For some reason, I have a feeling that wasn't that big a deal to him that she blew him off.
I don't think so. Aaron, help, I'm texting you from Aaron's bathroom. This is the worst fucking date ever. Call me with a fake emergency to get me out of here. Hi, Kat, it's Aaron. You can come out and leave, really. I'm not into you either. You could have told me to my face.
Aw.
Ooh, yikes. Jenny. I took Jenny to Red Lobster and she ate enough food for 20 people.
Red Lobster.
Well, yeah, who wouldn't at Red Lobster?
I'm going to have to get a second job to feed this bitch.
Just give her more biscuits. They have good biscuits there.
Cheese biscuits.
Two words, Gary. Fuck and you. Oh, shit, that was for Max. I was just joking around. I'm sorry. It was unlimited shrimp night. Of course I ate a lot. Don't ever text me again.
Hey, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
Oh, yeah? Well, the jerk store called.
They're running out of you.
Seinfeld, of course.
What's the difference? You're their all-time bestseller.
Their all-time bestseller. Well, I slept with your wife.
It's jerk store.
His wife's in a coma.
It's one of the better exchanges in that show's history.
It's the comeback.
For some reason, I like these wrong numbers.
Oh, my God.
So how do I get in contact with your brother? Try holding a seance. He died in 1982. Ooh, wrong number. Yeah, ooh. You think?
Oh, like, come on, though.
I know,
that
asshole.
Person's supposed to know.
I know, he's trying to guilt the guy out because his brother died in 1982. What an ass. This is Dad. Now my wife is an internet porn star. She just says, no, I didn't erase that tape. I'm making $10 a day off it on the internet. Nice, huh? Dad, sick. Which site is she on so I can avoid it?
Oh, my God.
God. Jesus Christ. The kids are gone. Meet me on the deck for some deep something. Dad, you texted your son. I won't be home for a good while, so enjoy.
Take your time.
Oh, God. This is Dad again.
Most of these are just horny people that can't, you know, they're so excited to send their message, they can't even get the right name.
You and me in my office in 15 minutes. Be naked when I get there. Dad!
Oh, gross.
It was meant for your mom. What the fuck? I just talked to her. She's in Austin till Saturday. Who is that to?
Oh,
God.
Ouch.
What? She's in Austin? Oops.
This is Mom. Ha 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 ha. My parents found out we did it on their bed. They would kill me.
Oh,
what?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, Mom. We're talking about polishing our shoes. I don't believe you. That was meant for Patrick, wasn't it? Yes, Mom. God damn it, Linda. Jenny, I really don't want to perform oral sex on him. Well, it seems this text was not for me, but sometimes love means putting something weird in your mouth. Love, Mom. I'm so mortified.
Mom.
God.
Moms do knows best.
I guess, Mom.
Do knows best. Oh, where's Ricky Henderson? We got to find all this shit. I just want to let you know I have genital herpes. We slept together last week. The doctor told me I should contact all the people I've slept with.
Jim
Sorry.
Yeah.
I live in Florida. I'm a male United States Marine who is married. I think you have the wrong number. Holy shit, I do. Sorry, bro. Good luck with all that.
Oh,
see, guy says Semper Fi back. Jesus. My mom is leaving 15 mins. I'll be in my bedroom naked waiting for you with whipped cream on my, on what?
Nipples.
Oh, my nipples. Don't keep me waiting. Kayla, I cannot even believe this shit. I'm not going anywhere. I'm coming up there and you better be dressed. I'm 18 years old. I don't give a shit if you're 58. You're in my house.
Wow. Oh, that would be horrifying.
Oh, this is Mom again. Oh, yikes. Somebody's going to be horrified. I had an amazing night last night. We should fuck every night. What the fuck? Mom!
Mom, do those best.
Oh, God. Jesus. Here's Dad. Kids are leaving the house now. Meet me down in the Volvo. Let's go break in the back seat, baby. Dad! Sorry, Alex, wrong number. I'm never sitting in the back seat again. F that. Watch your language.
Oh, God.
Is this Brooke? Only on weekends. The rest of the week I go by William. Oh, you're a riot. I'm a dick.
Are these from a website in particular? Or
yeah, let's see. These photos show hilarious examples of text sent to the wrong person.
I just didn't know if a website compiled.
Oh, posted on wrong number texts.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, sexy wife is out of town. Kids are still at school. Let yourself in the front door and let's get down. I'm here in bed for you. Dad, I'm home and I'm downstairs. You might want to get a hotel and a good lawyer.
Oh, God.
Destroy this text. I was joking around. Mom. Matt, keep a secret. Be here by 8 p.m. Joey's going to ask Maya to marry him. I'm terribly excited. Don't be late. Holy shit, Mom, you texted that to me. Joey's going to ask me to marry him tomorrow? I think you just ruined the greatest surprise of my life.
Mm.
Dad, Jenny's rabbit died last night, so we went to the pet store and bought an almost identical one. Wife and I are wondering if she's going to notice. Oh, my God, what the fuck, Dad? You could have told me the truth. Sorry, honey, meant for Uncle Mark. I would have noticed. I had a $250 bet with your mom, you wouldn't. All right.
Have you ever heard of text from last night? Have you ever seen that website?
No, no.
It's just people will post texts that people sent them from last night, usually when they're drunk or...
Oh, you know, oh, that'd be
great. They're more regrettable texts. They're a pretty well-known site. They're pretty funny. You just sit around and read them.
I love it.
Whenever you're bored.
We got to run. Jay's... we're going to kill Jay if we get the fuck out of here. But
we didn't get a chance to talk about Jim Harbaugh.
I was
going to
say... Oh, I thought you could say Drew Sharp.
And of course. we were at Drew's... I guess
what were we going to say about Jim Harbaugh?
He's the highest paid coach.
$9 million.
Yeah.
Thanks to that loan.
By $2 million. By $3 million, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, thanks to that loan that he doesn't have to really pay back.
Life insurance or something like that.
I don't quite understand why those fuzzy things turn into loans. But anyway, yeah, you guys went to the Drew Sharp
presentation today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How'd he look? Sorry.
Well, he's cremated, so.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's okay. Tom didn't.
I feel like I belong in the bad text thing all of a sudden.
I had to point it out to Tom, too, because we didn't, you know.
When there's no casket when you walk in, you know, you kind of look around. I told Mark I haven't been to one where there hasn't been a casket.
And I haven't either.
It's like, well, he's probably been cremated. I'm like, well, I didn't see anything. And then Mark pointed out to me that, it was over there.
Like the first thing we walked by.
Yeah, I missed it. So it was a lot of good people there wishing him well. And his brother was there, and he's a spitting image
of
Drew.
He is, man.
Spitting image of Drew. Yeah. It's great.
Older, younger?
You know what? I'm not sure. But
he looked younger, didn't he? Maybe.
Yeah, Terry Foster and a lot of people. Terry's feeling a lot better now.
Eli. Bill Keenis says
hello. Terry was there?
Yep.
Oh, good. When's he going back to work?
He wants to go back, you know,
he's
ASAP.
Good, man.
He's getting there.
Yeah.
He said he had a setback.
Oh, yeah. But he looked good.
Okay.
I didn't think you would know, like, talking to him, you would never know.
No.
I mean, just everybody knows, but you would never know if you just walked up to him.
So we saw a lot of people that were in the business. Chris McCoskey, a lot of the writers, a lot of the PR guys like Bill Keenis of the Lions. Ron Colangelo of the Tigers.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people there. We were looking at all the
flowers that people sent in. And Major League Baseball sent one.
Rob Manfred sent in.
Oh, no shit.
A bunch of stuff. Wow. The Lions, Mr. Ford, Mr. Illich, the Tigers. Mr. Illich sent his own, and then the Tigers sent their own. The Red Wings, of course.
Do you believe that Mr. Illich actually sent those flowers, that he called the flower shop?
I believe someone that works for him did.
Do you think he instructed them to send them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I do.
Mark?
Probably not.
I saw Ward Manuel, Mark's hero.
It's okay.
I saw Ward Manuel.
Did you?
I didn't see
AD
Ward.
AD in Michigan. Yeah. Yeah, he was there.
Was he? He really? Ward Manuel was there?
He walked in right behind me.
No shit. I wonder if Jim Harbaugh made his way to this thing.
I'm not sure. He might have.
I don't know.
Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow is...
Stan Van Gundy or...
No, Stan had a game tonight.
Toronto.
Oh, that's right.
Toronto.
Yeah. Okay.
But tomorrow is the actual funeral, the church service.
Wow.
In West Bloomfield.
Sad week.
Very bad week. Very bad year.
Yeah.
2016 has not been a good year.
All right.
No.
We were going to go an hour. We're an hour 17. We fucked it again. So we're out of here, folks. Have a good one. We'll see you soon, Jay.
Sorry, brother. All right. Bye, everyone.
Have a good one.